Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Holland drops it. Madonna. Yari Lehtinen. Brett Hull on this line for the Dallas Stars. Just by Hull. Shot. Yari Lehtinen.
The legendary Gary Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
Love Gary Thorne. You know, how many years ago?
26.
26 years ago. Oh, and how old are you?
-3.
All right. Well, you didn't get a chance to chime in at the time. Time for our senior goaltending correspondent, Owen Parker, to break down no goal. Let's do it. As a goalie.
Carter Courtney with a shot off the post.
Parker got his pad back over to keep it out. Owen Parker shows off his flexibility.
Hey, as a goalie, should that guy have gotten that?
As a goalie.
As a goalie.
Brought to the blue line right in the middle. It's Metcalf now to the far boards again. Cross eyes pass. Open cage. Oh, Owen Parker with a glove save.
If you look at a game where you get 29 shots on goal against and give up 7 is not good.
Now, it's time for As a Goalie with senior goaltending correspondent Owen Parker.
Yeah, no goal. What'd you see on the play?
A foot in the crease. I mean, I have nightmares about this despite even still being -3 years old, aka not even thought of yet.
I like to say this every year on this day. Don't we all, at least now, that was the rule. That was a bad rule.
Yes.
It's a dumb rule.
It's a stupid rule.
It's a very dumb rule.
It was a rule.
That's not the debate. Blah, blah, blah. But thank goodness that's no longer a rule. Can you imagine they took goals off the board for that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Can I make one defense of it? I don't like it.
You could say it's much more cut and dry than did the guy hit the goalie because nobody seems to know what goaltender interference is.
It'd be so much less subjective.
I got a lot of respect for that point. Goaltending interference in the NHL now is such a nightmare to think about every single time. I've tried over the past, I don't know, 3 years since it's been a story to like deeply analyze every single goaltender interference challenge I see. And I am wrong 70% of the time, probably. I never know what they're doing. Because like you said, there's no cut and dry, can do this, can't do this, can do this, can't do this. It's just, oh, it wasn't that significant a contact right before the puck went in. That's good. Or then you also get, oh, he touched him 4 minutes ago, and we're not going to count it now.
Right.
It's just ridiculous.
The rule I'm reading right now, the rule at the time was a player couldn't score with his skate in the crease, but they ruled the goal valid because Hull maintained possession of the puck as it left the crease.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Possession is another one of these gray areas.
It was just explaining away
a giant mistake
that a double overtime Stanley Cup winning goal shouldn't have counted and that they let it go. They didn't want to be embarrassed by it.
You know, you say you wake up and you have nightmares about that goal. Do you think Gene Steratore also does? Mm. He wasn't asked his opinion.
No, he wasn't. I mean, he would have been in his glory,
though. Let's go to, who's the NHL rules guy? Dave Jackson?
Yeah.
Let's go to Dave Jackson. Every time they go to him, he's like, maybe.
Yeah. I love how often the announcers get it wrong, too. They're like, they're so confident sometimes, too. They think so with so much gusto. Oh, this is not going to count. This shouldn't count. Ref comes out. We got a good goal.
Yep.
All right.
I've never watched Hasek on the play. He's just doing his normal thing, though, right?
Yeah.
Like he's on his belly and he's reaching out to kind of slap it away. And then after he doesn't do that, what does he do? He's he he's sprawled out in a way that he often would make saves, right?
Yep.
So he's fully along the ice.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I can ask you because, like, who evaluates Hasek?
If I was doing this in the 90s when Hasek was around, you'd ask me as a goalie, what do you think on this? And I go, I have no idea.
It's his own unique technique.
He's such an anomaly. I love watching old clips of him because it's just such a – it's a different sport he was playing in there. Different sport.
26 years ago today.
Greatest to ever do it.
Dallas.
Ugh.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yep. All right. What else?
Are you watching that game live? You're not here yet?
I'm not here. I'm in college. No. I am not watching it live. I fell asleep.
I've had confirmation from my family that I was with my grandparents watching that game at 4 years old right to the very end. I don't remember it, but I believe them that I was watching it. So.
All right. No memory?
Say that. No, no memory at all. Nothing. It's probably good. Probably for the best.
Yep. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. That's how it goes normally. That's the order
yes,
of the days.
Yes, it's generally.
Sorry, it's off the air. We didn't get it on the air. There's a bear.
There's a bear that was spotted this morning in South Buffalo somewhere.
We had an Amherst bear once.
Yeah.
At least once. We got a South Buffalo bear.
Could this be the same bear?
I mean, maybe.
Is it possible?
Is he on his way to Amherst?
How many bears are there?
From the southern tier, probably, right? He's lost. He's made it all the way up. He's trying to get back to Amherst. He's like, yeah, like 5 years ago, I was going somewhere.
Yeah.
The South Buffalo Bear?
Unless he heard there were some good wings up there, and that's why he was there. There's a South Buffalo Bear. How many bears would there be in, like, Erie County?
One? No, county's big.
No, more than that.
How many bears in Erie County?
How many bears are there in Erie County?
Probably only if they come into Erie County, now that I think about it. Because, like,
Do you think they're native to Erie County?
No, Erie County ends, like, near where I grew up, and there was never any bears down there. They're all, like, near, like, Allegheny, down near the PA line, like in Ellicottville and, like, further down from that.
Okay.
New York Black Bear Harvest Summary. I'm deep in this now.
Wow.
Yeah. These are people hunting bears.
Oh, okay. That's legal?
In some places, I suppose, yeah.
Okay. Well, this bear was just going for a stroll. He was on the sidewalk on the ring video that I saw from this morning.
How many?
I've not seen any sightings in like a couple hours, though, I believe.
We did this once with foxes where we're talking about, like, how many different animals are, like, you see, like, oh, that's a bear.
Right, like,
fox is easy because fox is orange. We saw a fox.
And the tails.
We saw a fox the other day. I was driving out to Tri-County, saw a fox. Like, that's a fox.
That's a fox.
I think you would have to triple take it a bear. Because you would think, is that a dog? What is that?
A bear?
Yes, a black bear looks like a dog.
The picture of this black bear
pretty
is
big.
Pretty big. No, but that bear
depends.
It's a small bear.
It depends time of year.
But what's a small bear? The size of a Great Dane? Is there one breed of dog that would graduate to that size?
I mean, depending on the height, maybe like a German Shepherd.
I'm not talking a 700-pound grizzly. I'm talking a 200-pound.
Bears go between 130 and 500 pounds.
Black bears.
Okay.
So what's a large breed dog? It'd probably get up to like 200, a really large breed
really
dog.
A really large dog would be like, yeah, like 150, a Great Dane 170. Or a Mastiff. Sure.
Welcome to our new segment.
I think I would know it's a bear right away.
Our new segment, dog or bear?
A Bernese Mountain Dog gets anywhere between 70 and 95 pounds.
That's not that big.
Mountain Dogs are big.
That's not that big of a breed. No, it's not. You're thinking of a different dog.
You're not even.
Well, there's also St. Bernards, but.
But that one's not even. That's not even 50% or 40% within the size
bull
of a bear.
Bull Mastiffs go up to 130.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
English Mastiffs.
Great Danes, Mastiff mixes.
I grew up with a Bull Mastiff and then an English Mastiff. It was like 150 and 170 pounds.
English Mastiff, I've got that up to 240.
Yeah.
There you go.
Our English Mastiff is a big dog.
Isn't the bear the only animal around here that would get spotted and make the news?
I think
you're right about the foxes, but I'm not reading a news story today like fox spotted in Elma.
No, that's right. Coyotes don't make the news because they just kind of go away. When it's a bear,
unless they're in the city though. Coyotes like in
I've seen a coyote in North Buffalo for sure.
Yeah. Like if there was a wolf
on my way to work, I've seen a coyote.
Like downtown, I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
But I mean make the news. If there was a wolf somewhere around town, like that would make the news.
Albino deer makes the news. There's an albino deer.
Okay.
And what else makes the news? I mean, presumably if there was
a mountain lion,
a giraffe in South Buffalo, it would make the news. Presumably.
Yes.
Whoa. We got a giraffe.
Where did that come from? Check the zoo.
That's a weird looking dog.
Yeah, imagine that. It's mostly bear, though, I think.
Yeah. How many bears in Erie County?
Again, like none of these, I've never heard of like an elk finding its way into
Elk
into
are
Buffalo.
Native to southern or northern PA.
Okay.
Do they ever venture up here? In northern PA.
I don't know ever hear about them venturing up here, though. Mountain lions, I think, once in a while. And that's about it.
Has there ever been an elk spotted in Buffalo?
I'm going to bet no.
Most of these searches are taking me to Elk Street and a different Buffalo.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to Extendo Sports, 803-0550. Are we going to breathlessly follow the bear story? I'll do it. I'm into it. I mean, it's the off season. It's peak bear following season if we want to do it. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.